Coach, you know, Lance got pulled early in the second half and didn't really return later on in kind of key moments. I guess, you know, the question on social media I was seeing was there something going on there, or was it kind of just staying with Dalton, who was having a hot night?
Yeah, I think it was just staying with Dalton, kind of getting the group together that was playing well, trying to have some rhythm with different units. You know, we're still figuring out rotations, and obviously with it being our first game. So, you know, Lance is healthy. He should be able to practice today, so he should be all good.
You were expecting the challenge of Southern Miss until, you know, just a few days ago, you know, with scheduling Quincy. But for Quincy, how different are they from Southern Miss? What kind of – do they present different hurdles as to what Southern Miss was going to present?
Yeah, they're a different type of team, for sure. You know, Quincy's really well coached. They have a five-man Stuckman who's probably one of the best players in the GLVC. I think he's averaging 26 points, or he was at least before last night. You know, they do a lot of five-out offense, pick and pop with the five. So they definitely present some different challenges than Southern Miss would have.
Last one for me. I know you kind of just addressed this with Jason, but, you know, what can the current roster do to not get killed on the offensive boards like they did the other night at SEMO?
Blockout would be the start. Be physical. And we got to pursue the rebounds. You know, it's all five guys. It's not just one guy's responsibility to block out and one guy's responsibility to rebound. It's a team effort. You know, if we're going to guard well for 20 seconds or 30 seconds, we've got to be able to finish the possession off. We got to be able to go chase and pursue that rebound. And if we can rebound, I think we can push the ball, and I think we can be a good team in transition. So we just got to continue to build that mentality with our guys. And they want to win, and they understand that. So they'll do what it takes.